Listening effectively, John A. Klein.
Responding. The listening process may end with understanding, since effective communication and effective listening may be defined as the accurate sharing or understanding of meaning. But a response may be needed, or at least helpful. And there are different types of responses. Number one, direct verbal responses. These may be spoken or written. Let's continue with the email analogy. After I have received, attended to, and understood the message you sent, I may respond verbally. If your message asks a question or sought my coordination, I might type a response on my computer and reply to you. Perhaps you requested that I call you or come to see you, in which case I do so. Or you might have asked me to write a position paper or think about an issue and give you some advice, in which case I might send a quick email response indicating that I will get back to you later. 2. Responses that seek clarification. I may use email to ask for additional information, or may talk to you either on the phone or face to face. I may be very direct in my request, or I may say, tell me more about it. Number 3. Responses that paraphrase. I may say something like, in other words, what you are saying is, a paraphrase gives the sender a chance to agree or to provide information to clarify the message. Number 4. Nonverbal responses. Many times, a nonverbal response is all that is needed. Indeed, it may even be the preferred type of response. The knowing nod of the head, an understanding smile, or the thumbs up may communicate that the message is understood. Responding, then, is a form of feedback that completes the communication transaction. It lets the sender know that the message was received, attended to, and understood.